Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and so glad to be coming your way once again. Well, today I'm sharing concerning the goodness of God. The goodness of God, how God showers His goodness, and the reason why He showers His goodness on us. Let's go to Romans chapter 2 verse 4. Okay, Romans chapter 2 verse 4. It says, "Or despisest thou the riches of His goodness, and forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance." He says the goodness of God leads you to repentance. He says, so God showers His goodness on you. Sometimes you do something, sometimes you promise God that, oh, I'm not going to do this, and you end up doing it. You know, sometimes you even say that, if I don't do it, thunder should strike me. And if you don't do it, nothing happens to you. You are still fine. You see, God sends His goodness on you. God helps you in your life. And the reason why He helps you is so that He will lead you to come to the place where you would acknowledge Him in your life. You'd acknowledge His working in your life. Hallelujah. God is not slack. God is not slack concerning what He wants to do. If you go to 2 Peter chapter 3, I'm reading from verse 14. It says, "Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of Him in peace, without spot and blameless." It says, "An account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also according to the wisdom given unto him has written unto you." You see, He says, "An account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation." So Jesus is not coming because He wants to help you. It's not that Jesus doesn't want to come. Someone said that even if Jesus was in a wheelbarrow, he would have gotten to the earth by now. Well, the reason why He's not coming is so that He can help you grow, so that He can express or lavish His goodness upon you some more and help you change your life, you know, get you to become better and stronger and greater by the day. You see, the reason why He's not coming is because He wants those people out there to be born again. And we must assist Him. We must make sure we are engaged in that, in the ministry of the Lord, to help people come in and show them the goodness of God. That is why when you're preaching to somebody, to get someone born again, you don't have to condemn the person. You don't have to preach that he's going to hell and all those things. You know, His goodness is what leads people to repentance. His goodness, He showers you with his goodness. You see, He showers you with His love so that you might be led to repentance. When you read in John 3:17, it says that, "For God sent not His Son into this world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." You see, He sent His Son, He sent His love Son, so that the world may be saved. In the same way, when God wants to do something for someone and help someone, what He does is that He showers His goodness upon that person to help that person come into Him. Hallelujah. Well, we are going to be answering your questions, all the questions that came in during the month, through the link that we gave. So if we are giving you this last opportunity for the month, if you have any question, you can send your question through the links that have been sent and attached to this particular broadcast. Okay, send in your questions, send in your suggestions, and we'll reply your questions. So we are going to have a session. We are going to have 30 minutes to answer all your questions tomorrow. To be on the website, you can go to www.christworldinc.com to have access to the audio message or the 30 minutes message that will address every single question that came during the month. I've had some questions already, and I think there's room for more questions. We can answer all those questions in 30 minutes and enlighten you so that you can learn some more. Hallelujah. We are here to help you. We are here to help you grow in the Lord. And I want you to take advantage of it. Don't keep your questions with yourself. You see, if you have any questions, just click on that particular link that has been given, and it will send you to a mail, or you can send your mail to me so that we answer your question. I'll reply you, and we'll answer your question on the website. So it will be a pre-recorded message that will be on the website from 1st April for you to have access to. So you can have access to it and be blessed. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, keep living in His presence and keep living in His goodness, because God loves you. Bye-bye.